You know how they say how when you make mishloach manos, when you give mishloach manos, you need to have two separate brachos to give from mishloach manos. So that is not a halacha. How do we know that is not a halacha, that you don't need to have two separate brachos in your mishloach manos? Well, the raya that everyone brings is from the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, where the Rambam writes, Chayiv l'shloach shtei manos basar, that you need to give two pieces of meat, for example, or he says, or shnei minei machol, or two other types of food. But one of the examples he gives is how to be yotzi mishloach manos, shtei manos basar. Last time I checked, no matter how many pieces of meat you have, each one gets a bracha of shahakol. So it's the same bracha. Therefore, you see clearly that this is not obviously a misconception that you're allowed to give the same bracha. Truth is, you don't need any fancy diukim in the Rambam. The reason that we know that this is a misconception, that this is not a halacha, is that it does not appear anywhere in any halachic work, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Rishon, Achron, anywhere. It just doesn't appear, so it doesn't exist. That's why it's not a halacha. It's not true that you have to give two separate brachos for mishloach manos. But what is true is that you do need to give beis manos. You do need to give two types of food. So how do you define beis manos? That can get very tricky, how one defines beis manos. For instance, someone asked me this year, can you give a hot dog in a bun? Is that beis manos? Or do you say that's one mana? It's a hot dog. You order a hot dog, it comes with a bun. So that's one thing. What about chicken, top white meat and dark meat? Two separate pieces of chicken, one white meat, one dark meat. Is that called beis manos? Or is it, no, it's chicken. Chicken is chicken. What difference does it make what kind of chicken it is? Or what about, can you have a food and a drink? Is a drink called a mana? Or is it only food that's called a mana? What about chocolate cake and vanilla cake, banana cake, right? So is that called beis manos? So or do you say, no, cake is cake, it's all the same thing. So that's probably where this misconception came from, is the fact that it became difficult to define, or people had trouble defining what's called beis manos and what's called mana echad. So the easiest way to do it is if you give two separate brachos, then you could be pretty sure that what you have is two different manos, because if it's two different brachos, then it's obviously not the same type of food, and that's a way of playing it safe. But let's chazer over what actually is called beis manos. So first of all, where is the mitzvah mishloach manos come from? It's a pasuk in the Megillah, Perek Tes, pasuk of Beis. You may mishta v'simcha, we're told to make, u'mishloach manos ish l'rei ehu. So the Gemara Megillah, Dav Zayin, tells us, shtei manos l'ish echad, from the words of the pasuk. Mishloach manos, plural, ish l'rei ehu, singular. So we see, you give two pieces of food to one person, yirm l'kayim the mitzvah of mishloach manos. Shulchan Aruch writes this in Siman Tafri Sadi Hei, sif dalid chayiv l'shloach l'chaver shtei manos basar, O shall mine achalim, achalim, or mine ochlim, and he goes on to say, shnei manos l'ish echad, that you can give two pieces of meat, or two other types of food, two pieces, two types of food, to one person. That's the mitzvah. Now, do drinks count as mishloach manos? There is a Gemara Megillah, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, that tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya sent meat and wine to, I think it was Rav Oshia or something, and the Gemara tells us that at first he wasn't satisfied. He said, you weren't Yotze, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. He says, Kiyamta be Rabbeinu, he's Shalachle, Kiyamta banu Rabbeinu Mishloach Manos ish l'rei ehu, that you were Mekayim Mishloach Manos ish l'rei ehu. And that's Kufa the Chiddush, that the Gemara is telling us that even though it was meat and wine, so it was food and drink, that counts as two Manos. And in fact, that's how the Trumas Sedeshin passes in Sim Kuf Yir Aleph, Taz El Yirabah Prichadosh Magin Avram Sivkot Yir Aleph. And the Mishabura quotes this la'alacha, that certainly drink counts as shtei manos. You can give food and drink. In fact, the Mishabura even says you can give two drinks, and that would also count. There is one shita that holds that drinks do not count as mishloach manos. Rav Vadia quotes in Chazon Ovadia, in Dine Mishloach Manos, from the Shailos Uchuvos, or is it Shailos Uchuvos, or from the Sefer, Pu'ula Sachir, on the Maisa Rav, not Shailos Uchuvos, from the Pu'ula Sachir, on the Maisa Rav, Simin Reish Mem, where he brings several rayos that he thinks drinks do not count. As mishloach manos, he says, you're right. From that story in the Bavli, it sounds like drinks do count. But there's an alternate version of that story in the Yerushalmi, in the first parak of Megillah, Halacha Dalit, where Yehuda Nasiya sends Rav Oshia a piece of meat and some wine, and he sends him back, you were Mekayim Matanos Levyonim, but you were not yet Mekayim Mishloach Manos. Then he sent him some more meat, a few other pieces of meat, and he says, Now you're Mekayim Mishlach Manos. Apparently what happened? One piece of meat and wine was not enough for Mishlach Manos because it was just one mana, it was just the meat. Wine doesn't count, it's a drink. And it's only when he sent more meat that it counted as Mishloach Manos. So that's Raya number one that the Pula Sachir brings. Now the truth is, the Ritva refers to this version of the story, and the Ritva says, no, he wasn't telling him you weren't Mekayim Mishlach Manos because he sent me a drink. He was telling him you weren't Mekayim Mishlach Manos because I'm a very chashuv a person, and you didn't send me meat that was chashuv enough. The meat that you sent me wasn't good enough. It's got to be chashuv meat in order for you to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Another Raya the Pula Sachir brings is from the Mishnah in Beitza, that in Beitza Daf Yudalid, Beishame says, Ein Mishalchen El Manos, Beisil says, Mishalchen Behema Chayiv Ha'of, what are you allowed to send to somebody on Yantif, Bein Chayim Bein Shchutin? So then the Mishnah goes on to say, Mishalchen Yenos Ushmanim. So after finishing talking about Manos, it then says, and by the way, you could also send liquids, yenos ushmanim, makes it sound like liquids are not called manos. So that could just be, Rav Vadya points out, not such a great raya, because lashon Torah l'chud, lashon chachamim l'chud. Just because in the lashon of the chachamim that wouldn't be called manos doesn't mean in the lashon of the Megillah, in the lashon of Tanakh, that would not be called manos. A raya that he seems to have missed, Rav Vadya points out, is Rabbeinu Chananel Megillah Dav Zayinam and Beis. Rabbeinu Chananel writes that when this story, Rabbi Yudin Asiya sent Rabbi Oshia a yerach shel egel v'kankan shel yayin, so he sent back your Mekayim Matanos Levyonim, and says Rabbeinu Chananel, Kolomar, Nesinas Evyonim Nasatali, Mana Achas, Vihi Hayerech. He received meat and wine, and he said, you only sent me one mana, only the meat. He wasn't goreis that the wine counted as a mana. So it's beferish in Rabbeinu Chananel that drink does not count as mishloach manos. For that alone, Rav Vadya says, kedai to be machmir to give two types of food, but it's beferish against mishburu. Mishburu or chashulchan, all the standard poskim say, no, of course drinks count as mishloach manos. But what about two different types of foods together? So there is a Mishnah in Beitza, Gemara in Beitza, Daf Tesvav in Beis, when it talks about Eruv Tavshilin. So it says, v'shavin, that a dag ubeitza sha'olav shein shnei tafshilin. That Beisham and Beisil both agree that if you have fish that's made with an egg on top of it, on the fish, as one dish, that counts as shnei tafshilin. That counts as two cooked foods. So would you say the same thing about mishloach manos? That if you have, let's say, a knish that has a filling, so it has meat that's inside the knish that you can clearly, it's clearly distinguishable from the dough around it. It's two foods. It's meat and it's a dough. A hot dog or something like that. Would you say that it's two different foods? So the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam quotes that Yesh Machmirim by the Suda Mafsekes on Erev Tishbav, you're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilin. So he says a dag u beitza shalav Yesh Machmirim, that counts as Shnei Tavshilin. So he says, but the Ramban says, I don't agree. I think you're allowed to have it for Suda Mafsekes. I think we should always be Mekel in Mishayla. So be Mekel in Hilchus Yontif that it counts as Shnei Tavshilin for your Erev Tavshilin, and be Mekel in Hilchus Suda Mafsekes that it's not Shnei Tavshilin, they are allowed to have Sudam Afsekas. So one could argue, and this is what Rav Vadya quotes from the Kisei Eliyahu, Tafrei Sadihei, Sifkat and Beis, that the Ramban says to always be Mekel. So we should be Mekel by Mishloach Manos, that accounts for Shnei Tavshilin. If you have a dish that's made of two distinct parts that are cooked together, but they're still distinguishable from each other, that would count as Shnei Tavshilin. So let's say you have a multicolored kugel. You've ever seen, like, they have the broccoli and the cauliflower or whatever it is. So would that count as Shnei Tavshilin? They're cooked together, but they're two very distinguishable things. I don't know if that's exactly similar to the dag or beitza shalav. So but the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chida are both machmir on this issue. When it comes to filled food like a knish, so Rav Vadya thinks that that's even more distinct than the dag or beitza shalav. Dag or beitza shalav means like they rub egg all over the top. So it's not even nearly as distinct as something that has a filling that's very distinct from the food itself. What if it's two foods, but they're put in the same kli? So Rav Vazna writes in the Tshuva, Shevet Alevi Chel Gimel Sim Tzadivav Os Dalin, in the name of the Tshuva's Torah Lishma, Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim Baghdad, that he writes in Sim Kuf Pei Tes, that just like we have a halacha in Hilchah Shabbos, Tzadi Alef and Beis, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that if you have a kupa Malaya Chardal, Eged klishmei eged, if you have a box full of a whole bunch of different mustard seeds, that unless you move the entire box out of from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you didn't violate Otsah, even though each individual seed, you may have many seeds that have already gone over the threshold into the Rosh Hashanah. So you see that anytime something's in a kli, it counts as one unit. So says Rabbi Yosef Chaim, same is true. If you put all your mishloach manos in a basket and give it to the person, you put all the food in a basket and give it to the person, it's only one manah, no matter how many different things it is. Ooh, what a wild chumrah. So Rav Vazin is not so into that. Neither is Rav Vadi, neither is anybody else. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, that Hilchas Shabbos is one thing. It's a dinner of Hotzav, being motzi the kli. But over here to say that it counts as one food, very, very difficult to accept that chumrah. So how different do the two types of foods have to be? So the Eishel of Rami Bachach raises a suffix. He's not sure that they have to be different at all. He says, Shnei Manos. Rami says, Shnei Manos Basar. So two pieces of meat. Piece one, piece two, they could be exactly the same. But he says, Daiti nota sheini yotzei dechavasa. But still, he's mesupik about it, but more likely you need two types of food. And in fact, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan passes. The Aruch HaShulchan has a very pashut araya that you need two types of food. Because he says, otherwise, let's say you only have one type of food. You have a big piece of kugel, you want to give his mishloach manos, but it's only one, so what are you going to do? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, cut it in half and say, okay, now it's two. So that's ridiculous. Obviously, that doesn't work. So obviously, it must be two types of food. So there are Rishonim who sound like it could even be the same type of food. That same Rabbeinu Hananel said when we quoted before, seems to say that if he just sent a little more meat, same type of meat he sent originally, so he said, okay, now you're Yotze Mishloach Manos. Rabbeinu Hananel said he wasn't Yotze with the wine because it's a drink, but he sent a little more meat and now you're Yotze, now it's fine. Also, the Rambam says Beis Minei Ochlin, but he says Beis Manos Basar, not Beis Minei Basar. So the Lashon of the Rambam, Beis Manos Basar, sounds like it could be the same type of meat, just two different slices of it. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Tos HaDefos, it's a typo in the Rambam, it should be Beis Minei Basar. There's no way it's Beis Manos Basar. Can't be, it's got to be two different types of food. In the Tshuvas, Mei Yehuda, Simen Pei Vav, Rav Vadia quotes, that two cuts of meat can be totally different from different parts of an animal. So yeah, the Rambam says Beis Manos Basar. Beis Manos Basar means a top and a bottom. It means a thigh and a whatever. It means different parts, and they taste totally different, they look totally different, and that, in fact, would count as Beis Manos Basar. So Lemaisa, common examples, top and the bottom of a chicken. So pashtus is, according to the Rambam, it sounds like according to this understanding, the Rambam should be good. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, yeah, of course it's considered two different types of food. I'll prove it to you. When you're doing borer on Shabbos, let's say you're sorting the tops and the bottoms, is that a violation of borer? Absolutely. These are two things, the two independent things that you're sorting from each other. So it counts as two things for Hilchos borer on Shabbos, which you got for two things over here. Says Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky, in the Kovitz Halachos, nah, just because it's Borer and Shabbos doesn't prove anything about Mishloach Manos. He says, I'll prove to you that Borer and Shabbos has nothing to do with Mishloach Manos. If you sort large pieces from small pieces, that is a violation of Borer and Shabbos. A large piece and a small piece do not count as two types of food for Mishloach Manos. And one could argue that that's because there are different ways to categorize things. There's can categorize by size, so therefore it's Borer and Shabbos, or you can categorize by min. And one way to categorize by min is tops and bottoms, and therefore by Mishloach Manos, there's no size issue, but there is a min issue. So the raya that Rosh Shmuel has, not the greatest raya, but Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky is machmir in this issue. Chocolate and vanilla cake, Rosh Shmuel says, now that's definitely two different types of things. They taste different. People who like one don't like the other. That's definitely two minim. What about red wine and white wine? Assuming you could be yotze with drinks. So some people have like these fancy wine things that they give. So you put a red wine and a white wine. Can you be Yotze Mishloach Manos? This guy in my shul, every year he buys me a case of wine with Mishloach Manos. So it's Yotze Mishloach Manos. It's probably the most expensive Mishloach Manos I get. It's a whole case of nice wine, whatever wine I want. So I don't know if it's the most expensive, but whatever. It's a very nice Mishloach Manos. And he gives me a whole case of wine. So is he Yotze Mishloach Manos if he puts some reds and some whites in there? So in the Orchos Chaim, he raises the suffix. He's not sure. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky again is machmir on this issue. Red apples, green apples? Shmuel Kamenetsky is machmir on that also. He thinks that they're not sufficiently different. I don't know. The Rambam says Beis Manos Basar. I don't know how different they have to be. So again, probably the misconception that you need two brachas comes from this confusion in the halacha of what exactly is defined as Beis Manos. But there is no halacha that you in fact need two separate brachas. Okay.